Archers for the week 13 to 18 June 1999.
Ruth, not the only one enjoying the space at Brookfield.
Last week, and I'm so fit now, it's untrue. I've got all this spare energy.
You could try giving me some.
Sounds like an impromptu salsa session.
In the kitchen?
Look, now you've got visitors.
Ah, oh, Yusha, oh. Thought it must be you.
Hello. Hiya. Slight accident with the cornflakes, I'm afraid.
Yes, I can see you've got some tidying up to do.
Yeah, the kids had a late breakfast. Sorry about the...
My fault, I've been distracting her.
Frieda's day off, you know.
Well, I'll try not to get in your way. I just came from...
Ruth, have you seen yesterday's Felpisham advertiser? You know, with the stuff about Home Farm?
No, I think it's still down at the bungalow. Phil's got it.
Well, have you seen it?
No, I haven't read the article properly. David, can you wipe Josh down and pass me the plate?
Yeah, right. Go on, young fella.
Shall I do that?
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Here, look. Look, it's all under the table.
Lucia's been telling me about her walk to London.
Oh, yes.
Where's Janet got to now, then?
Oh, well, she'll be somewhere south of Brussels. They had a nightmare day on Thursday, 30 miles to Ghent. She did it, though. There's still a week to go till she gets to Cologne.
Lucia's going out there to meet her at the weekend.
To Germany?
Yes, I want to be there for the big demo.
How are you getting there?
Oh, I'm going to fly. It's only a couple of hours.
Fly? Isn't that cheating?
David, she got as far as London. I'd like to see you walk that far. And loads of people are flying or going by coach.
All right.
There. Oh, that's looking a bit better.
Oh, thanks, Jennifer.
Right, I'll go and see this paper. Hope it's not more nonsense about GM crops.
After Brian's radio interview.
And if it is, we'll know who's to blame. Bye then.
Bye, Jennifer.
Bye.
Bye.
Now she'll go and tell Jill what a mess the kitchen's in.
Ruth.
She seems to be taking this very personally. I'm in the business for Tommy.
She is. It's all getting very personal.
But you're keeping out of it.
Oh, as much as we can.
Ruth, about...
But now Tommy's admitting it. At least David won't be called as a witness.
Not for the prosecution, anyway.
Big relief for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about the hens?
Oh, all right, pet. Let's go and do it now.
Ruth, wait. Look, I've just been down to the hen run.
Yeah?
Whose turn was it to shut them up last night?
Larry, you all right in here?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Where's Helen?
Gone down to fetch the papers. We're nearly done anyway. I'm just cleaning up.
She shouldn't have gone and left you.
No, I told her to.
I feel bad enough asking you to come in on a Sunday morning.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Yeah, I'll put this lot away.
Won't do the boys no harm to put the dinner on. I've left it all out for them. They just got to stick it in the oven. All except the greens.
Right.
I told Eddie I can't afford to turn down overtime, no matter when it is. I know you to wash a bit of spinach, I said. We're ever going to pay back the firm for that forage harvester.
So, is Eddie going to pay them?
Still says they ain't got no right to charge him. He'll soon have his contracting money, but no, he ain't using that. So we'll just leave it. They'll start charging us interest, then we'll get more letters.
I suppose they might just be bluffing.
Oh, you don't really think that, do you?
No. Mum, what time's dinner?
Oh, I don't know. Usual time. Depends when I get to the kitchen. Why?
Oh, nothing.
You're not going out, are you?
No. Well, maybe. I thought I might go and see Kirsty.
Oh, well, let us know if you do, won't you?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, and Tommy, can you pick...
Oh,
looks a bit down in the dumps.
Yeah, he's not on the best of form.
Oh, it must be a worrying time for him, though. He's still heard nothing from the police?
Oh, he seemed fine until a couple of days ago, until he had his chat with Brian.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, Brian came up here to see him after his radio interview. Exactly know what he said.
Had a shouting match, did they?
Oh, no. It's not Brian's style. He doesn't shout and scream like Jennifer, but he knows how to put the knife in if he wants to.
Poor Tommy.
Well, if the family does end up at war, it's not us who's putting the boot in. I mean, first Jennifer goes for Tony, then it's Peggy. Now Brian has a go at Tommy.
Oh, families, I don't know.
I'll try and stay calm. Try not to get cross about it, but sometimes...
Don't do much good, though.
No. No, you're right. Leave that now, Clary.
Oh, but it's still...
No, I'll finish it later. I'm not allowed to work too hard. Doctor's orders. He says I must go easy on myself.
Oh, well.
So, let's go in and have a drink, shall we?
Oh. Oh, before I go, I must show you this. There. My outfit for Cologne.
A sari? That's gorgeous.
Isn't it fabulous? Just the thing for a mass demonstration.
You look wonderful.
Well, they've asked everyone to wear red. Probably the only time you'll ever see me in a red sari.
Ruth?
Oh, it's perfect. Sorry. I'm still worrying about those hens.
Hi.
Hello. How bad is it?
I've done a count. I reckon we've lost four.
Oh.
Three bodies, one missing. The others look a bit traumatised, but they're okay.
Four? Could have been worse, I suppose.
Yeah, but one of the dead is that old Wellsummer mum's so fond of.
Oh, no, not her, please.
Sorry. Just glad it wasn't my fault.
So I've got to tell Jill.
Well, it was your turn.
Okay, okay.
So you're going to tell her now?
No hurry, is there? I'll pick the right moment.
Well, it'll have to be soon, before she goes down there.
Okay, okay. Just let me choose the right time. Oh, sorry, that's me. Do you mind if
No, I... don't mind us. We'll leave you to it. See you soon.
Bye, Usha.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Usha Gupta.
Oh, it's me, Tommy.
Tommy, how are you?
Fine. I'm sorry to ring you on a Sunday.
That's okay. What can I do?
Well, no, it's not important, really. Maybe I'll ring you back tomorrow.
Tommy, if there's something worrying you, I'd better hear it now.
Okay. Well, it's about Bealtech, the company who own Brian's GM crop. Mm. About what happens if they sue for damages.
I see. Well, we have to accept that possibility, but...
But if they do, I mean, I haven't got any money, have I? So what can they...
Oh, that doesn't mean you can't have damages awarded against you.
Yeah, but if they do...
They'd have to win their case against you first.
Yeah, but all I've got is my pigs. So if they won, well, could I end up losing the pigs?
I think you're looking much too far ahead. There's still an awfully long way to go before anything like that happens.
Right.
Look, you're due to return to the police station... when is it?
Week after next.
Right. Well, let's get that over with first, shall we?
Okay.
And try not to worry, huh? Let's take things one step at a time.
Tidying up the green. He must think I was born yesterday.
So it was William.
He should have chucked it away. Oh, no, not our William. Sticks it in the phone box for all to see.
Mind you, Linda was asking for it.
That ain't no excuse.
I don't blame him. Blame the sad person who made the call.
It's a bit nasty, though, really, isn't it? I mean, you wouldn't wish it on nobody, not even Linda Snell.
No, no, absolutely not.
Even Linda. Got you laughing anyway, just like your old self again.
Oh, yes. Yes, I suppose I am nearly. As long as I keep taking the pills, you know. I still see the doctor once a week.
It's lovely to see you looking better, Pat. It was a bad time for you.
Yes, it was.
And isn't it nice just to sit down like this and have a chat and a glass of wine? Can't remember when I last sat down for a drink before Sunday dinner.
Oh, have a drop more, go on.
No, Tan, I mustn't.
All right, I shan't get you into trouble.
Hey, and talking to Mrs. Snell, you know she's helping Mrs. Archer with the fate.
Ambridge in the year 1000, isn't it?
Yes, right. Well, guess what? She wants everyone to dress up in period costume.
What did people wear in those days?
Oh. Exactly. Then with the dark ages.
Woolen hose, cloaks and jerkins.
Yeah, where are we going to find stuff like that?
Oh, it'll be the usual compromise, I expect. Anything that looks vaguely medieval.
Oh, not if she has her way.
Oh, Jennifer, hello.
Do you mind if I come in?
No, of course not.
Oh, hello, Clary.
Morning.
So what can I do for
you? I'd like to have a word in private, if you don't mind.
Oh,
Oh, dear goodness me, is that the time? Oh. I'd better go and sort the dinner out.
OK, then.
Bye-bye, then, Pat. Thank you very much for the wine.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you.
Bye. Right, well, would you like a glass?
Pat, have you seen this? Yes, it is Felbusham Advertiser.
Ah, no, but I did hear about
Look, right across the front page. Look there. Family at war over Frankenstein crop.
It is a bit over the top.
Well, it's outrageous. It's all in here. There's everything. They've named us and the farm.
Well, I suppose they must have picked it up from Brian's radio interview.
Well, it's quite ridiculous. They've made Brian sound like some kind of a monster out to wreck the countryside.
Oh, I doubt if they've been too flattering to Tommy either.
Well, and whose fault's that?
Look, why don't we sit down and have a drink?
Pat, it's your son who's to blame for this. Tommy and his stupid, thuggish behaviour.
Hey, now, steady on.
Well, it's true, and I don't see how you can possibly deny it.
Well, I do object to you calling him a thug.
All right, then, a petty criminal.
Look, I'm prepared to talk this over reasonably, but if you're going to stand there and throw insults...
Well, you and Tony obviously approve of what he's done.
We understand his motives. That's quite different.
Oh, stop splitting hairs. If you had the slightest sense of responsibility as a parent, you'd do something.
Well, oh, that's fine coming from you. And all your children are perfect?
Well... If you mean Kate, it's Tommy who's trying to drag her into this.
Tommy leading Kate as... Oh, do me a favour, Jennifer.
Right. All right, if you're not even prepared to listen then.
I think I've heard quite enough.
Right, well, there's no point in discussing it any further.
OK, that suits me fine.
So I think you better stay away from Home Farm, Pat. You won't be welcome there. Unless you want to apologise. And that goes for Tony too.
Nice to have a string quartet. I'm afraid I'm getting too old for discos.
That was Mummy's idea.
Jack and I danced and danced. It was wonderful. You know, it was gone midnight when we left.
Really?
Well, that may not seem late to you, but it's pretty good for Jack and me. And the food was delicious.
Did you get an ice cream?
From the van, you mean? No, Jack offered to get me one.
Well, Nigel was giving them away, weren't you, Nigel?
Yes, I heard what you did to poor Siobhan.
Got a bit carried away, you know.
It was really quite spooky. Just as soon as he set foot in that van, he turned into a horrible monster.
No, I object to that.
It's true.
Oh, Peggy, good morning.
Hello, Julia.
You didn't say we had a visitor, Nigel.
I just came by to say thank you for the marvellous party.
But all this way just to thank me, that is sweet of you.
Yes, and thank Elizabeth and Nigel too. I'm sure you all played a part.
It was a joint effort.
Do you want a coffee, Mummy?
No, not for me, darling. I'll make some of my herbal tea.
Right, well, the kettle's boiled. Now, here you are, Peggy. Help yourself to cream and sugar.
Thank you. Anyway, Elizabeth, you've probably forgotten, but it's Jack's 80th birthday next month.
No, you're kidding.
Is he really going to be 80?
Oh, yes, July the 19th.
Well, you must have a party.
Yes, we enjoyed Nigel's 40th so much, I want to organise something really special for Jack. I hope you'll all be able to come.
Oh, yes. If we've got anything else, we'll cancel it.
I don't think I'm otherwise engaged on the 19th.
Good. I've already booked the ballroom at Grey Gables.
Oh, I hope there'll be room for a bouncy castle.
Well, to be honest, I hadn't really thought of...
She's only joking, aren't you, Mummy?
No, I am perfectly serious. They're such tremendous fun. I think every party should have one.
I wasn't actually planning to have one.
You decide what you want, Auntie Peggy.
Not everyone's such a keen bouncer. As you, Mummy.
Well, all right, it was only a suggestion.
There'll be lots of food and dancing anyway. And we'll have a band, of course.
Sounds marvellous. We'll look forward to it.
Nigel, did you print out that schedule for the media conference?
Lord, no, I clean forgot.
Oh, it's OK. I'll go and do it now. Oh,
you mustn't let me interrupt your work.
No, it won't take a minute. Nigel will look after you.
Now, Elizabeth, are you going to use the computer again?
Yes, why?
But what about the radiation?
Sorry?
Computers. They send out radioactive waves. They can be very harmful, especially if you're pregnant.
I don't think it's that dangerous.
It's quite true, darling. There was something about it in the paper. And why take the risk? Surely you can do your work without using the computer.
No, Julia, I can't. It's quite impossible.
You must take all sensible precautions, of course, but I do think you can be too careful.
Surely not.
Well, if you think of the things our generation did when we were pregnant... We knew far less about safety in those days, but our children seem to have turned out all right.
Well, yes, I suppose.
I promise not to get too close if I can help it.
Well, all right, and make sure you switch it off as soon as you're finished.
Hang on a minute, Mr. Woolley. I just want to check the gas lamp's okay.
Oh, no, hatching the chicks is a delicate business, of course.
Aye. And they buy their poults in at Home Farm, remember?
Yes, but Greg's had plenty of experience hatching out chicks in other shoots, he told me.
I know that.
So, why are you so worried?
I've never said I was worried.
Oh, here he comes now.
Never mind what he has or hasn't done in the past. It's what he can do now that matters to me.
Morning, Greg.
Morning.
Morning. You want to hand with the boxes?
Oh, it's okay. We'll do them one at a time.
How many you got there?
Birds or boxes?
Well,
well, there's about 280, 300 chicks altogether.
Oh, that sounds like a good batch.
You ready for this lot, George?
Aye, the heater's up and running. We can put them straight in.
Over to you, then.
Right. Come on, let's be having you, then.
Oh, just look at them. So bright and perky. Hard to believe they're less than a day old.
There'll be another 300 or so hatched and ready before the end of the week.
And how many are up here already?
About 600 with this lot.
Oh, so you think we'll have plenty of birds for next season?
Oh, that's always the big question, isn't it, George?
What do you think, George?
Oh, you know me. I'm not one to count me chickens. Nor pheasants, neither.
Oh, we don't want to end up short. That'd be a disaster.
Well, maybe Greg would like to make a guess.
Greg?
Well, all I can say is there's no shortage of eggs. Don't you reckon, George?
Well, as long as the incubator doesn't blow up.
Blow up?
Never done that before, to my knowledge. You ever heard of it, Greg?
Blowing up? Oh, that was the first time, I suppose.
You're having me on, aren't you?
Hey, there's one got away.
Aren't you?
Come here, you little perisher.
Okay, I've got him.
George? Greg?
Well, he's lively enough, any road.
It's just a joke, isn't it? You are having me on.
Oh, budge up. Us dads need our rest too.
Any excuse.
I wish Mummy would stop fussing over you. Must be driving you bonkers.
No.
I mean, I know she does it with the best of intentions.
It makes quite a pleasant change, really. Julia is so concerned about my well-being. Bringing me cups of herbal tea. Rushing to help me if I try and lift anything.
So it doesn't bother you?
I suppose I ought to make the best of it while it lasts.
Well, who knows? Now you're going to produce a grandchild at last.
A grandson, Nigel.
Yes. I don't know why she's so convinced it's going to be a boy.
Come on, what's your feeling?
Lizzie, I keep telling you, I've got no feelings. I don't mind if it's a boy or a girl.
All right, I'll believe you.
Would I lie to you?
All right.
What about you?
Me? I'll just be so happy if everything goes well. And it's born healthy and normal.
Of course it will. That I'm quite sure of.
Well, things can still go wrong.
Yes, I know, but...
It's just... Well, I suppose there's a neurotic side of me that thinks because I didn't go through with it last time. Well, maybe things will go wrong now.
Come on, you know that's a lot of nonsense.
I do, but...
Look, you're nearly through your first 3 months already. And there's your scan on Wednesday.
Yes, I know.
You're not worried about your scan, are you?
No, not worried, really.
Well, don't. I'm not having you worrying. I absolutely forbid it.
Well, if you put it like that.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Yes, come in.
Ah, good. I wasn't sure if you were asleep.
No, I just came to put my feet up.
Well, I'm jolly glad to see you resting and away from that horrible computer.
Mummy, we've explained about the VDU screen. It's designed specially to stop the radiation.
Yes, 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 so they say.
There are international regulations.
What is safe for you and me isn't necessarily safe for Elizabeth.
All right, let's not argue about it.
Dear, I am sorry. You must forgive me for being such an old fusspot. I shan't mention it again, I promise.
Is everything all right? No urgent messages?
Oh, no. No, I just came to see if you wanted anything in Borchester.
No, I don't think so.
No, thanks.
Are you going shopping?
I'm going to meet Lewis for a drink.
Oh, yes, Lewis.
And then we're going to see an exhibition. Lewis has a friend who runs a gallery.
Right. Well, have fun.
I'll leave the three of you in peace.
Three?
We mustn't forget my grandson.
Oh, right.
Julia, what makes you so sure it's a boy?
Oh, well, once you've had a child, you get a kind of instinct.
Really?
Well, of course, it's possible I may be wrong.
Yes, it is.
We'll soon find out, won't we?
Oh?
Well, of course, they can tell from the scan nowadays.
Yes, but perhaps I don't want to know.
Ah, yes. Oh, there I go again, putting my foot in it.
Well, perhaps it's better not to make any assumptions.
Well, yes, of course it is, and I'll do my best. I am sorry, Elizabeth.
That's all right.
But you can see the problem. We can't go on calling him it, can we?
George? Oh, afternoon. Are you on your own, or is Greg around?
Greg's on his way up now. He's fetching some more eggs for the incubator.
Right.
I've just been checking the feed store, see how much we need to order.
Well, I've been worrying about the chicks.
Oh?
Well, as I said, if we don't have enough healthy birds next season, it will be disastrous.
Ah, well, I don't think you need to lose any sleep over it. Well, not if Greg carries on the way he's going.
So, you think he's doing all right?
Oh, ah. The chicks he's reared so far are fit and healthy, and he's getting a good hatch rate. As good as I ever managed.
Oh.
Oh, yes, he knows what he's doing, all right. You'll get your birds.
Oh, I'm so glad. I didn't like to ask you in front of Greg.
Yeah, well...
And I'm pleased to see you getting on well together. I knew the incubator wouldn't blow up, really.
Hello, George. Hi, I'm just on my way now. I'll phone the order to the feed merchant.
Right, thanks.
OK, then. I'll see you both tomorrow, yeah?
Bye, George.
See you now.
Ah, well, Greg, George is very impressed with the way you're rearing the chicks.
Did he say that?
Oh, yes. I think he's very impressed with your abilities.
Well, as for abilities, if I end up as good a keeper as George, I'll be more than satisfied.
Oh, you're right, of course. There aren't many left like George. But we've all got to retire sometime. Oh, speaking of which, I'd better find Peggy. She's waiting in reception.
Oh, Mr. Woolley?
Yes?
About George's retirement.
Oh, we can't try and persuade him to stay any longer. It wouldn't be fair.
No, no. But I was thinking, you're a member of the Country Landowners Association, aren't you?
Yes, of course.
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but they've got a long service medal.
Oh, yes?
It's for keepers with more than 40 years' service.
Really? No, I didn't know that.
They present it at the game fair. Maybe you should consider nominating George. If anyone deserves it, Edith.
Yes. You know, Greg, I think that's a splendid idea. I must do some research.
Ring the CLA. You might even be in time for this year's fair.
And we could all go and watch the presentation. Oh, it's an excellent idea. Thanks, Greg.
Jack?
Hello.
I wondered where you got to.
Oh, I'm coming now. Greg's got this marvellous idea about a long service medal for George.
Oh, that sounds nice, but where would you get one from?
No. We don't give it ourselves.
If you don't mind, I'll get back down to the pens.
Yes, of course. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, then.
Bye. You see, Peggy, the medal's presented by the CLA at the game fair.
I'm sorry, Jack. Perhaps you could tell me later.
What's the matter?
I've just seen Jennifer on her way to the health club. She's had another row with Pat and Tony.
Oh.
She said they're not welcome at Home Farm anymore.
Oh, dear. That does sound serious.
I think it's terrible. I can't bear to see the family split up this way. And it's only a few weeks till your 80th birthday.
Now, you mustn't worry about that.
Of course I do. I want it to be a real family celebration. I don't want it ruined by all these arguments.
I'm sure it'll all blow over by then.
I'm not so confident, I'm afraid.
Well, is there much we can do about it?
I'll have to do something. I'm not going to let it spoil your birthday.
Oh, no, I'm still a bit previous-like.
I only went out and mowed it yesterday.
So you're still on course to bail at the weekend?
Well, if the weather holds, yeah. Right now, I'm more worried about getting these leeks planted.
Oh, I suppose Neil's helping you with that.
Yep, he'll be riding the planter. And Tommy, if he ever gets off that blasted mobile.
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
Kirsty?
Young lovey.
Nah, it can't be her every time. I don't think she's quite that smitten.
Somebody must be paying for it.
Well, as long as it's not me.
I only wish I could afford my own mobile.
OK, mate. Thanks. Yep, see ya.
Oh, at last. Tommy, I'm ready to take the planter out.
OK, just get my wellies on.
So, how's William getting on with his exams?
It's hard to say.
I'll be glad when he's finished. We could have done with him on Saturday. Sid wasn't on the best of form.
Yeah, Here you scraped a win against Borchester Mills.
Yeah, well, we won, didn't we?
You weren't on top form neither, by all accounts.
Ah, it was a lucky catch. That ball was headed straight for the pavilion.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's see how we do Sunday, eh? I'm playing. Oh. Loxley Barrett, innit? Any roller, soon as you're ready, give me a shout and I'll be down with the bailer.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And, look, in the meantime, if you need someone to come and do a bit of tedding...
I think we can manage that ourselves.
Yeah, OK, just a thought. To be honest with you, mate, I've got a few cash flow problems at the moment.
Oh, right. Yeah, I heard you came with the wrong stock over that forage harvester.
Yeah, well, they gave me a duff machine on trial, then they try and charge me to fix it. Can you believe that?
Are you going to pay?
Oh, not blooming likely. And whistle for it.
OK, then, Dad.
Right, I better get back on the road. Going to haul some bales up at Edgeley.
Bye then, Eddie.
Yeah, be seeing you.
See you, Eddie. Oh, Dad, there's a message for you from Gran.
Huh?
Yeah, she rang earlier, when you were milking.
Not on your mobile, I presume?
No, why should she?
You must have been on the phone all morning.
You think I wanted to talk to her? After the way she's been going on at me.
So, what did she say?
She wants some manure for her garden, for the roses.
Manure?
I told her you were busy.
Oh, thanks.
She said it would only take you half an hour and she can't see
yeah,
why...
Yeah, I get the picture. I'm surprised she's even asking. Last time we spoke, she said I wasn't fit to be a father.
Maybe she wants to apologise.
I'm obviously fit to manure her roses anyway. Now, I'll get back to her sometime when I've got a spare moment. Right, let's be... Oh, not again, Tommy.
Yeah, it's in the van.
Hey, yeah, you don't have to answer it now. Can't they leave a message?
Sorry, Dad. I'll have to get it. Could be important.
So, this humanities. Is that what they used to call history?
Well, yeah, sort of. No, he's revising for it now anyway.
So long as you don't get into trouble with your mum.
Helping you move a fence, what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing as far as I'm concerned. Right, that's far enough, any road. Put the stake in there.
OK.
So how'd your last exam go? What was it?
French. Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, all right. What's that supposed to mean?
OK, you know.
Yeah, clear as mud.
Only one more week to go anyway.
One more week of sorrow.
Then I can get shut of school forever.
Yeah.
Do a real job with real wages.
Can't be bad. Especially the last bit.
Dad, while I think of it, about your next repayment.
It's funny you should mention that. I was going to have a word.
Hello?
Yeah?
I think you've got a visitor.
What?
Hello, William. Eddie.
Oh, what's she doing here? I can guess. She must have found out who put that card in the phone box.
Hey?
You'd better watch out, son.
Nah.
If I was you, I'd make a run for it. We'll end up sitting in the nearest kipper.
Oh, she wouldn't dare.
Is this fence switched on, Eddie?
No.
Good.
Not yet.
I, just wanted a quick word.
With me or William?
Well, both of you.
Oh?
I wondered if you had anything booked on August the 7th. It's a Saturday.
That depends.
Nothing unpleasant, Eddie. I'm looking for people to help with the village fete.
Oh, yeah, right. All about the Dark Ages, innit? Serfs and villains.
Villains. Well, yes, more or less. There'll be all the usual stalls, of course, but all the stallholders will be in period dress.
Oh, don't think I got one of them, have you, William?
No, I don't think so.
Don't worry, that can all be arranged. Now, I wondered if you might be able to look after the stocks.
What, you mean stocks as
in... That's right. You put your head in and people throw rubbish at you.
No tar very much.
Oh, you don't have to go in them, Eddie. I thought you might like be a guard.
Oh, a guard?
Yes.
Oh, that's different.
So who goes in the stocks, then?
Anyone who commits a misdemeanour, such as, well, turning up without the proper costume.
Mm, I can think of a few likely candidates.
Yeah, well, so what's it going to be apart from the stocks?
There'll be an archery contest and a soothsayer and,
And?
Well, we're still open to ideas, of course. I'm looking for a really big attraction, something to raise money and pull in the crowds.
So what are you doing then?
Oh, I shall be selling herbal remedies based on my aromatherapy skills.
Oh. Like, your massage.
My what?
Well, you know, like it says on the cards.
My business cards. I don't remember giving you one, Eddie.
No. We just happened to see one like, eh, William?
Yeah.
I see. Well, in any case, I've had them all reprinted. Here, you can take one now.
Oh.
Would you like one, William?
Oh, no thanks.
What's this? It says nothing here about massage.
No, just aromatherapy. I changed the wording to avoid any more misunderstandings.
Oh.
And if I do ever find out who put that card in the phone box, well, they'll be first in the stocks.
Come on.
Hi. can't use the phone box. It's cheaper, isn't it?
Hi, Hayley.
Are you out of change?
Nah. It's engaged anyway.
Yeah. Do you want a peppermint?
No, thanks.
So, why are you making urgent phone calls on the village green?
I came to post a letter. And did I say it was urgent?
No.
I've been trying to get through to a mate all morning. One of the guys who helped trash the GM crop.
Oh. Not that's any of my business.
There's two of them who want to... Well, they want to confess to the police.
So? Nice to hear you're getting a bit of support for a change.
There's no point. So long as I go to court, the issue should get talked about in public. There's no need for them to take the rap as well. So the rest of us are telling them to keep quiet.
Oh, so they just get away with it while you face God knows what in court?
It's not quite like that. Anyway, I thought you were working down at Brookfield.
Oh, I'm going down there now.
What's up? They overworking you?
Oh, no, it's these flipping hens.
Hey?
Well, Ruth forgot to shut them up at the weekend and some got killed by a fox.
Not your fault.
Well, no, but they're Jill's hens, and Ruth still hasn't told her. You can see how awkward that is for me, can't you?
But if she can't walk, she won't find out.
Well, that's the whole point. She can hobble about on her crutches. It's not far down to the hen run. It's only a matter of time.
So?
All right, it's nothing. Far more worried about you.
Why?
Tommy?
It's okay. I've had a pretty good morning, actually.
Oh?
Don't spread this about. But Kate's been talking to some of her mates. Eco-warriors, you know, real activists. They want to fix up a meeting. Give me some advice.
What for?
It's a gesture, isn't it? Support coming in from all sides.
Well, OK, but... Is that really the kind of support you need right now?
Yeah, why not? If they want to show me a bit of solidarity, it's fine by me.
Dad?
Hello, hello. So how did the exam go?
Well...
OK, don't tell me it was all right.
Yeah. Do you want to have the milking?
Oh, no, it's all. You're going to give your brain a rest, eh? I've got to put in a new filter.
I don't mind helping.
OK, then. You better go in and change first.
Right.
Oh, and William, a bit posh boys.
Yeah?
Well, I'm a bit posh at the moment. Oh, in fact, I'll be honest with you. Financially speaking, things ain't looking too rosy. They're about as bad as they come.
Yeah.
Milk prices are rock bottom. We haven't even got the cash to buy a few stores or wieners to fatten up.
That's why I'm trying to help.
Yeah, it's much appreciated, son. But as for the payment, I'm posh.
Don't worry about it. I'm not bothered.
Ain't you?
No, if you can't afford it, that's OK.
Well, look, lad, look. Here's 25 on a king. That's the best I can do.
Well, OK, thanks.
You'll get the rest, I promise.
Dad, it don't matter, honest. The farm has to come first.
OK. It's very big of you, William.
I'll just go get changed.
Oh, and William, what I said about our financial situation, no need to worry a mum about it, eh? Just between two of us.
I have to lie flat with my leg on this slidey board, and then I have to try and bend the knee.
Oh, sounds like torture.
It's not as bad as all that.
Jamie! Watch where you're going.
Whoops!
Jamie, you be careful! I'll take that golf club off you, I will.
He's fine. It's only plastic.
Are you sure you're all right up here, Jill? Not that I'm trying to get rid of you.
Oh, I'd much rather be here than sitting on my own down at the bungalow.
Well, watch out for young Nick Faldo here.
He will.
As soon as I've cleared up the tea, I'll... Oh!
What's the matter?
Well, the bin's empty. It hasn't got a liner.
Ah, there should be some in that cupboard.
Right. That's a bit fussy of me.
No, you're right. Bruce and I have different routines in the kitchen. Not the first person to notice.
Oh?
I've had a few grumbles from Frieda. She's finding it rather difficult.
Oh, you mean the kids and everything?
Let's say she and Ruth have different attitudes to housekeeping.
Oh, right.
It's tricky for me because I'm caught in the middle. I don't want to upset either of them.
No, of course not. Hang on, I'll get it.
Dear, is that the time already?
Oh, good afternoon, Hayley.
Hi.
Come on in, thank you.
Hello, Linda.
Josh, you staying here?
Goodness. Quite a little crash in here.
Yes. I'm sorry, you did say 4 o'clock.
No, it's all right. I'm in no hurry. Now, I've brought a list of our stallholders so far, Jill, and a few sketches for our costume design.
Right.
But what we really need to think about is our big ideas, our main attraction.
What about the hens?
Yes. I did promise Pip I'd take her down to feed the hens.
Oh.
The hens? Oh, no, you can't do that.
Well, if she carries the food for me, I'm sure I can manage.
Yes,
it'll be nice for me, too. It's been weeks. I'm starting to miss them.
No, I mean, hasn't Ruth fed them already?
Yes, but they have some corn at tea time.
But don't you want to talk about the fate?
Oh, I don't mind waiting a few minutes. I might even come down with you.
I don't think it's a good idea, really.
Why not?
It's very slippery down the orchard. I nearly came a cropper myself yesterday.
Not that bad, surely?
Oh, yes. It's so muddy. It's like ice, a real death trap. Why don't you let me do it?
Well, I don't want you to break a leg, too.
Oh, no, I won't. Be very careful. It'll be a real treat for me.
Yes, but Hayley...
No, you stay there, Jill. I'll do it.
Oh, all right.
Come on, Pip. Let's feed those hens, shall we?
And there's a surprise in store for Neil at Willow Farm.
You're up with a lark this morning.
What lark?
Oh, maybe you should go back to bed again.
Mike, what's all this?
Eh?
Fencing and hurdles?
Ah, well, I started it last night, and it got through me round in double time so I could come up and get cracking.
Yeah, but what are all these little pens for?
Ah, well, you are now looking at the Willow Farm Pick Your Own Kiddies Corner.
Eh? Kiddies what?
Well, you wouldn't let me have my bouncy castle, so...
Is it a play area or what?
Kiddies corner, you know, with animals in it.
What sort of animals?
Oh, cuddly ones. Going to borrow a couple of lambs from Brookfield.
Oh, so it's going to be a zoo, is it?
A couple of lambs, calf from Tony. Brenda's got a friend who can lend us some rabbits.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
Oh, come on, Neil, it's a great idea. Keep the kids away from the fruit and it won't cost us a penny.
Well...
Yeah, go on. Even you can't find a snag with this one.
We'll have to feed all these animals.
Oh, well, that's going to bankrupt us straight away, isn't it?
Okay. Suppose it'll be cheap anyway.
All right, put out the flags. Done something right at last.
Don't blame me if one of them rabbits gets out.
No. Let's look on the bright side, shall we? Look, come on, don't just stand there and give us a hand.
Got to do me pigs first.
Well, you could try and be grateful, Neil. I'm doing this for the both of us. More customers, more profits.
Yeah, okay. I'd just like to know, that's all.
Yeah, well, I tried to ring you last night and you was engaged.
Oh, all right.
Well, I reckon we need another couple of hurdles. I'll try and borrow them from Brookfield.
Look, it's a good idea. I don't mean to knock it.
Oh, thanks.
So, anything else happening that I don't know about?
Has he had any breakfast?
Oh, he's always ready for more, aren't you, sweetheart?
Please, can I have some cornflakes?
You can. I'll find him a bowl.
No, you stay there. I'll do it. Here, Daniel, you sit next to Josh.
You mustn't be late for your test.
It's okay. I've got a few minutes. Are you sure you can manage, Daniel?
Well, Josh is here anyway. The more the merrier. It's only till Hayley arrives.
Where's Dad?
He's about. He's up at the farm. Don't worry about us. You concentrate on your teaching test.
Oh, Mum, I know I'm going to fail.
Don't be silly. You know it all backwards.
No, it's so easy to make a mistake.
With all your experience.
Yes, but I failed.
All right, you failed stage three. But that was just bad luck.
Yes, you're right. I must get a grip. Relax.
I'll be thinking of you anyway.
Oh, thanks. I'll be glad when it's all over.
That's right. Off you go.
Ah, right. Oh, Mum, if you see David, will you tell him I booked a speaker for the cricket dinner? Roger Gifford. He's a county player.
Gifford, right.
Yeah. And remind Bert that the church architect's coming to look at the tower for the new bells.
Yes.
Oh, and I've left some empty egg boxes up at Brookfield. I'll have the usual dozen, please.
All right, I'll remind Ruth. Now off you go.
Yes, all right. Bye, Josh. Bye, Daniel. Be a good boy.
Bye-bye, Mummy.
Bye, love. Good luck.
I'm starving. I'm making us a salad.
Sorry, I got talking with Siobhan, you know.
More pre-maternal bonding.
Come on. I really enjoy having a friend who's actually interested in what's happening to my insides. It's fascinating comparing notes.
Speaking of which... It's glass of water time.
Oh.
Now, come on, or we'll never make 12 glasses before it's time for your scan.
12 glasses? I'll explode.
Well, you know what they said. It helps get everything in the right position.
I know.
But there you are.
Cheers.
And then you can grate some parmesan.
Right.
So, how was Siobhan?
Oh, she's fine. She's at home today, keeping an eye on Jason.
It must be a full-time job.
No, Jason's fine when he's actually there working. He's tidying up after the plumber.
And they haven't found any loot stashed under the floorboards, after all.
What?
No, come to think of it, Nelson would have taken it all with him.
Nelson was broke, that's why he went.
I sometimes wonder if Mummy isn't still secretly in touch with him.
Nice thought, but...
Though she seems quite keen on Lewis now.
Well, she was very cheerful when she came back from her drink, wasn't she?
You think this could be the start of something?
Maybe.
She obviously enjoys his company. And you know what a great raconteur he is.
Well, if he can keep Julia entertained.
Yes, I'm all for it. Especially if it gives Mummy another interest and stops her fussing over you all the time.
Oh, I don't mind, really.
You've been very patient with her.
I do sometimes wonder if... Well, is it me she's fussing over, or this grandson she's so firmly expecting?
She is trying not to call it him.
She still thinks it's a boy. She's going to be so disappointed if I produce a girl. Well, isn't she?
No. No, once it's born, and she can pick it up and fuss over it, I'm sure she'll be just as pleased.
Will she?
She likes little girls, too. She spoiled Camilla terribly. Well, I suppose it was Nanny who spoiled her, really, but...
Oh, well, boy or girl, I think...
What?
Well, when I was lying in bed this morning, I sort of felt something.
You mean...
Well, it was just this strange little flutter, hardly a movement at all, but...
You felt our baby move, and you didn't tell me?
Well, you were fast asleep, Nigel.
You could have woken me.
I thought it was indigestion at first, but now I'm sure it wasn't.
I say, do you think I could feel it from the outside?
No, not yet. It was so tiny.
Oh...
Come on, you'll have a chance to see it soon.
Not quite the same.
You'll see as much as I will. And apparently they often move about when they're being scanned.
Right. So, time for another glass of water.
Oh.
Kiddie's Corner?
Yeah, Mike's idea. He reckons it'll help bring in the family customers. He's probably right.
You don't sound too sure.
Yeah, all kids like animals.
You wish you'd thought of it first.
No, Mike's keen on all these marketing gimmicks, and that's fine by me. I just like to know about them first.
Yes, I see.
Anyway, David said we could borrow a few more hurdles, so...
Right.
I'm not in your way, am I?
No. I'll just sit here for a minute. I managed to hobble halfway down to the orchard.
Oh. You're getting pretty nifty on those crutches.
Here's Mike now.
Oh. Yeah.
You know he's been helping us out.
Yeah, but...
Afternoon.
I thought you were up at home farm.
Yeah, change of plans. Ruth's at market with the car. She asked me to do the milking.
So you could have picked up these hurdles.
You saved me the trouble, didn't you?
Did Ruth say when she'd be back?
No, not to me.
Somebody's put an electric fence right across the orchard. I can't get down to the hens.
Oh. Oh, right.
I saw a couple of lambs in there.
Lambs? Yeah.
Phil said nothing about it, so I presume it must be Ruth or David.
David said there's one more hurdle round the back.
Neil. Oh, I got some good news about the strawberries.
Oh?
Well, you know what he said about talking to the papers, getting some publicity?
Well, yeah.
We could discuss it, Neil, and you agree.
Okay, so what's the news?
Well, I had no luck with the local papers, so I called up a bloke I know at Radio Borchester. Producer or something. Me and Betty met him at line dancing some time ago now.
Yeah, and?
Well, the long and the short of it is they're going to come out and do a feature on the strawberries.
Oh.
Well, that sounds like some nice free publicity.
Yeah, brilliant stroke of PR, though, I say it myself. Hey, Neil?
Yeah, well done.
Well, it'll be broadcast the week we open. It won't cost us a penny.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Congratulations.
Well, there's firms who pay a lot of money to pull a stunt like that.
Yeah, it's great. Terrific.
Good old Neil. His idea of PR is a poster on the village green.
Mike, you were saying about the lambs in the orchard.
Well, that's partly my fault.
How?
We're borrowing a couple of lambs for the kiddies' corner, so Ruth picked out a pair of orphans and stuck them in the orchard.
But you don't need them yet, surely?
No. Well, she thought they'd eat the grass down for a few days till I was ready for them.
Well, it's awkward for me. I can't get down to see my hens.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I think you'd better speak to Ruth about it.
Oh, who's this now?
Oh, Shula. Must have finished her tests.
Does she look happy or...?
Hard to say.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, dear.
Afternoon.
Afternoon, Mike.
Well, don't keep us in suspense. How did you get on?
Well, I passed.
Oh, darling, well done.
Yeah, congratulations.
I was quite sure you would.
I wasn't. Oh, Mum, I'm so relieved.
I think we're next. Not much longer to wait.
Good.
Amazing, isn't it? We're actually going to see our baby. I can't wait to show everyone the photo.
Yes, me too.
Oh, that nice Scots lady who went in earlier. She's been showing me hers.
Ah, so that's where you've been.
She was out by the coffee machine. Oh, Lizzie, you could see its little head.
Right.
Sorry, must be agony for you.
Have you drunk 12 glasses of water?
I do know how you must feel.
It's all right, I'll manage. Oh, they'll be glad when it's over.
Mrs. Farchter?
Yes, that's us.
Hello, I'm Geety. I'm going to do your scan for you.
Hello.
So, would you like to come on through? Are you sure you're comfortable?
Yes, as much as I can be.
Is this your first pregnancy?
Well...
It's our first scan. So exciting. I think it's marvellous.
Well, OK. I'm just going to put some jelly on your tummy, and then we can have a look. I'm sorry it's a bit cold. It's to help get the picture right.
Oh, can you see? I'm not in the way here.
No, you're fine.
And we'll see the baby on that little screen.
That's the idea. We build up the picture using ultrasound.
Yes, like bats do.
Bats?
We know all about bats, don't we, Nigel?
Oh, we certainly do.
Right, now we're all ready. I'm going to run the scanner over your stomach like this until we get a picture, all right?
Right.
It may take a little while.
Isn't it exciting, Lizzie?
Yes. Can you see anything?
Now then.
No, nothing. It's just a blur.
Ah, yes. There's the womb. Can you see? If we move it round just a little...
Yes. Yes, I can see something now.
Ah, look. There's the baby's head. It's upside down.
Oh, Lizzie, can you make it out?
Not really.
Now then, I'll just try and find the... Oh.
Sorry, is everything all right?
Well, if you just bear with me for a moment.
Well, there's nothing wrong, is there?
No, it's all looking fine.
Oh.
But it's not just the one. Look, you've got two in there, Mrs. Pargeter.
What?
Two? What do you mean?
Yes, it's twins.
Twins?
But are you sure?
Oh, yes. Look, there's the first. That's its heart beating there. And there's its spine.
Yes.
And if we move it over just a little...
Oh, look.
There's another. Lizzie, darling. It's twins.
Nigel's been ringing around to everybody. Not just the family, even Sid and Kathy.
Really?
Yeah, I could tell he's so thrilled he wants to tell the whole world about the twins.
Yeah, right.
All right, babies are boring.
No, I think it's great, honestly. If Elizabeth's going through all that pain, she might as well have two.
You old sentimentalist.
Mm.
No, I'm really pleased for them. I think it's lovely news. Nigel's so over the moon about it.
Wait till they've got two of them yelling in the night.
You're not being cynical this morning.
No, just realistic. Right, yogurt's all sealed and date stamped.
Okay, let's start on this lot.
Babies cry. Twins cry twice as much. Simple.
You're right about the hard work. I found one at a time was difficult enough.
But all worth it in the end.
Yeah. Hey, are you fishing for compliments?
Well... You'll be seeing a lot of me in the next few months.
Will we?
Got a letter this morning. I definitely shan't be going to Zimbabwe. They've cancelled my placement for me.
Oh, Helen, are you sure about this?
It's all settled, Mum. Anne Baxter's quite happy to keep me on for another 6 months.
Well, what about college?
Oh, they're fine. They're right behind me. So as long as you're happy.
Well, of course I'm pleased.
Save you looking for another dairy assistant.
Not just the dairy. It'll be so nice to have you around. Oh, I know you've got your own life and your own career, but it's been great having you here.
That's nice.
No, I mean it, love.
In spite of Tom and me arguing all the time.
Well, I'm used to that.
Seriously, Mum. It's just as well I'm sticking around, things being the way they are.
Yeah. I do think Tommy's going to need all our support.
I wish he'd go and apologise to Uncle Brian. It would make our lives so much easier.
Oh, Helen, you can see why that's impossible for him.
Couldn't he swallow his pride for once?
Look, it's up to him. After all, he is 18.
You know the police are going to charge him, don't you?
This whole GM business is such dynamite. And he's admitted he did it.
But has Tom really taken it in?
I've only just got used to being a grandmother and then find I'm going to be one twice over.
Isn't it lovely?
Oh, it's such a wonderful surprise.
A surprise for me and Nigel, too.
Yeah, let me say it again. Congratulations, darling.
Thanks, Mum.
And me too. Oh. It's great news. Well done.
Thanks. Oh, Mum, for goodness sake, have a seat.
All right. Just for a minute.
I bet you'd guessed already.
Me?
After Kenton and Schuler.
Oh, it does run in the female side of the family. The Padgett has never helped twins.
Yes, it had crossed my mind. They're very special.
Well, now you're here, you must come in for coffee.
No, we won't disturb you. Ruth's taking me to the hospital for my physiotherapy.
We've only got about 5 minutes.
Oh, well, another time then.
I've got my knitting, in case we're kept waiting.
You'll have to knit twice as fast now, Jill.
Yes,
and I'll have to start thinking about another cot for the nursery.
Here, do you want to see the photo?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I was hoping you'd see that.
There. Oops, no, other way up.
Yes, it is a little bit confusing. You have to let me explain.
You see, I see quite clearly. Two of them.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
See, one's upside down and the other's upright.
Dr. Tail.
Nigel calls them Eenie and Meenie.
Though we shall have to think of better names than that.
Plenty of time for names, Julia.
And you can't tell whether they're boys or girls?
Well, the midwife said she probably could, but we decided we didn't want to know.
Yes, I see.
Well, I'm sure one of them must be a boy.
Maybe it's one of each.
We'll have to wait and see.
At least you know it's twins. We didn't have scans in my day.
And the hospital said everything else was absolutely fine, didn't they, Elizabeth?
Yes, as far as they can tell, they're both perfectly normal.
Oh, that's great.
Apparently, my AFP test will be up a bit, just because it's twins. And I don't need to have any other tests, unless I want to.
And how do you feel about that?
Oh, all those swabs and needles, I'm sure they do more harm than good.
Well, I'm quite happy without them.
The best thing we can do is to keep you fit and healthy. In fact, we'll have to be twice as careful. Well, you know what I mean, don't you?
All right, Julia.
No, I'll try not to fuss, I promise.
And remember, you can't say him anymore. It's got to be them from now on.
Of course, dear. Whatever you say.
Just one more bail, Mum. That'll do.
Right. Coming over.
Thanks.
Want a hand to straw down?
Nah, I've only got one more arc to do.
Okay, and you better go and help your father with the leaks.
So, what's Neil's excuse for not turning up?
Oh, he's got hold of a ticket for the match at Edgbaston.
The semi-finals?
Yeah, one of his old feed customers. They couldn't go for some reason.
Lucky Neil. World Cup tickets aren't easy to get.
I'm sure you'd rather spend the day watching cricket.
I can't help with the leaks tomorrow morning. I'm going to the butcher's to pick up the two I sent for slaughter.
So, these are the orders that we...
Yeah, at the farmer's market. Deliver them on Friday. Should get paid by the end of the week.
It was pretty good, wasn't it? The orders seemed to roll in steadily all day.
And hopefully, if they like it, they'll order again. It was great.
I'm glad we did it.
I'll have to cut you in for helping me out.
Don't be silly, I enjoyed it.
Well, I do feel I owe you, Mum. Not just for the pigs. All this grief with Auntie Jennifer.
Oh, that.
And it's all down to me, isn't it?
No! Most of it's down to Jennifer for getting so hysterical. I mean, all this do not darken my doors ever again. It's pathetic. She's an intelligent woman, for goodness sake. It's not even her crops that were damaged. It all belongs to Bealtech.
She's blaming you because you stuck up for me.
Well, don't worry about it.
Helen thinks I should apologise, doesn't she?
I think Helen's trying to keep out of it as much as she can. Well, don't you worry about Jennifer. You've got quite enough on your plate.
I'm sorry anyway.
Tommy, Home Farm is the last place I want to go to right now. There's no skin off my nose.
Keep bending. I'm sure I'll be hearing it in my sleep.
Be a good girl and do what the physiotherapist tells you.
I'm not complaining. Gosh, look at the time.
It's okay. We'll be back in time for dinner.
You've wasted half your morning taking me to the hospital.
No, not wasted. It's been quite a treat for me to sit and read a magazine.
I'm very grateful to you anyway.
It's been no trouble, really. David's done the calves. Hayley's been with the kids. Frieda's been cleaning the sitting room.
Has she?
Yeah, she says she can't do the kitchen while the kids are around.
Right.
See a point, really. They mess it up as fast as she tidies.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Oh, no. She's been complaining.
No, not really. But she has made the odd comment. I think she is finding it hard work cleaning up after the children.
Oh, I haven't got much time to do it myself. That's the trouble.
Well, I think the answer is to give her a couple more hours a week until we're back to normal. Would you be happy with that?
I'd be delighted. And we'll try hard to keep the place a bit tidier.
Good. That's what we'll do then.
Right. I'll help you out, OK?
Right.
All right. Careful.
Yes, thanks.
There you go.
Oh, thanks. Ruth, by the way, Shula's run out of eggs. Could you find her a dozen?
Well,
I meant to say yesterday, but we've had so much excitement. Shula passing her test and then the twins.
Jill, there's something I'd better tell you.
Oh?
Saturday night, I forgot to shut the hens up. And when David went up on Sunday morning...
The fox?
Killed four of them, and one was the old Welsomer.
Oh. Well, that is a shame.
I should have told you sooner, but I knew how upset you'd be. It was my fault, and I'm sorry, Jill.
Well, at least it was only four, and the Welsomer was getting on a bit.
Was she?
Yes. I'd have had to colour before long, so the fox saved me the trouble.
Oh, all right.
So, all in all, it could have been a lot worse.
The thing is, the rest have gone off late, so we're short of eggs.
They'll soon get over it. Just give Shula as many as you can spare.
I will.
And that explains the electric fence. Perhaps you could move it now, and at least I'll be able to walk down and see them.
Hi. Any tea going?
Yep, help yourself.
What's going to you, then?
Do you really want to know?
No, forget it.
Well, that's tough, because you're going to hear it. I just met Auntie Jennifer in the shop. And do you know what happened?
Nope.
She started laying into me, right there in front of Betty and Mrs. Antrobus, telling me what a dishonest, irresponsible slob I had for a brother, as if it was my fault.
Going through a midlife crisis, isn't she?
What kind of stupid remark is that?
What am I supposed to say?
How about, I'm sorry, Helen, it's my stupid, selfish behaviour that caused your public humiliation.
Humiliation, yeah, right.
And when you've apologised to me, you can damn well go round and apologise to Uncle Brian. Then we can all start behaving like civilised human beings.
Hi! I'm home.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, tea. Oh. There's nothing the matter, is there?
No, I've only been made to grovel by Auntie Jennifer in the village shop.
She's exaggerating.
You weren't there, Tom.
Well, I just had to do some grovelling of my own.
Oh, yeah?
So let me pour this and I'll tell you.
I'll do it. You sit down.
Oh, thanks.
What happened, Mum? Nothing serious?
No, just irritating. I could have done without it.
So who have you been grovelling to?
Stuart from Underwood Food Hall.
Oh, somebody been complaining about the yoghurt?
Shut up, Tom.
It wasn't that. It's nothing to do with the yoghurt.
So what?
Ah, I delivered the order and I was just sneaking out the back when up comes Stuart, his usual smarmy self. I hear you've been in the news, he said.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we must read the paper like everyone else.
No, this wasn't the paper. Apparently there was another mention of the trashing on the local radio this morning, and they mentioned Bridge Farm.
Fantastic.
What's it to him, anyway?
Tom, will you let Mum finish?
Oh, it was his attitude that really annoyed me. He tried to make a joke of it, but he's obviously terrified of bad publicity affecting their sales.
That's all we need.
Why should it affect the sales?
Bridge Farm is our brand name. It's on all our produce.
But it's so hypocritical. If they really want to promote organic produce, they should be glad to see GMOs taking a kick in.
Well, in theory, yes.
But
the fact is, they make far more money selling genetically modified products. That's why Stuart's wetting himself about it.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Of course he's worried. People start to associate our name with direct action and court cases.
If they want organic food, they should support us.
How can you be so naive?
Please, don't let's argue about it.
Why can't you get this into your head? This isn't just a game you're playing.
I never said it was.
Listen, you lose your pigs, that's your funeral.
What?
Helen.
Well, something else Jennifer said. Tommy could end up losing his pigs and it would serve him right.
Oh, that was really mean of her.
But true, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I do know. I'm not that stupid.
OK, if you end up bankrupt, fine, but you're not going to take us with you.
And important discussions now as Jack is summoned to George in the Archers.
I called in at the stables last night, but I missed you.
Oh, we were late night shopping at the supermarket.
Ah, well, have a seat.
Have a seat. Thank you very much.
There's some fruit cordial if you'd like some.
Oh, I don't know.
I made it myself. Peggy's recipe.
Oh, thanks, I will.
Right. You're probably wondering what this is about.
Well, you said it was important.
Yes. You know I'm a member of the Country Landowners Association.
Ah. Yoo-hoo! Oh. Morning!
Oh, hello, morning, Jennifer.
Hello, George.
How are you this morning?
Oh, fine. I just
just been round to Lower Loxley to see the picture of the twins.
All right.
Oh, isn't it lovely news?
It's splendid. Nigel brought the picture round to show us yesterday.
Oh, he's so proud, pointing out which little foot belongs to which.
I don't know if it's my eyes or what, but I found it rather difficult to tell.
Like beauty. Maybe it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Yes, perhaps you're right. Oh, Jennifer, have some of my fruit cordial?
Oh, yes, please. Mum and I are going to plan your 80th birthday.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
So it's not a surprise party, then?
No. But I'm leaving all the details to Peggy.
Is she in the house or what?
She's popped out to the shop. Oh. She'll be back in a minute.
11 o'clock sharp, she told me. Don't be late.
Oh, the royal summons, eh?
Yeah, she wants to talk about the catering.
There you are. Help yourself to ice.
Oh, thanks.
So, who's doing the food, eh?
Oh, it's all going to be done by Jean-Paul at Grey Gables.
Yes, but Mum wants to discuss the recipes with me before she talks to Jean-Paul.
Ah.
Not sure why she has to do it here, but, well...
Well, it's very nice to see you.
Ah, and both of you. We don't often see you sitting in a deck chair at this time of the morning, do we?
No. Well, you see...
I asked him over specially.
Oh, right.
So, you were saying... About the CLA.
Ah, yes.
Oh, the CLA. O'Brien's a member of that too, you know.
Yes, I know. But what I didn't know until recently is that they offer long service medals to, well, to certain countryside workers on their retirement.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, now that you mention it.
Yeah. Any of these countryside workers with more than 40 years' service could be nominated by their employers, and if they're accepted... They present the award at the game fair.
Yeah. Well, I've seen it happen once or twice.
And by countryside workers, you mean...
That's right. Keepers. And I'd like to nominate you, George.
Huh? Oh, well, I don't know what to say.
Well, I think it's a lovely idea.
It's kind of you, I'm sure, Mr. Woolley, but...
Oh, come on, George. If anyone deserves it, you do.
Yes, I quite agree.
You've had more than 40 years' service. All those early mornings and late nights, outwitting poachers, walking the covers in all weathers. All that wisdom and experience you gained over your life as a keeper.
What? Just doing me job, like any other good keeper.
Oh, now don't be so modest.
Anyway, George, would you do me the honour of letting me nominate you?
Here, grab a fork and give me a hand.
Yeah, okay.
Come on. Won't take us a minute. I've done most of it.
Can't we just use the front loader?
Not worth it for this amount. Mum only wants enough muck for her roses.
You going to take up there now?
Yes, Tommy. For some reason, it had to be this morning. As if her roses would have dropped dead otherwise. And they've got all those groundsmen at Grey Gables. They must have heaps of compost. But no, only my muck is good enough.
Well... At least it's organic.
Yeah, well, I just don't feel like doing Mum any favours right now. Not after the way she's been carrying on.
Don't, then.
Well, I suppose it might help put a stop to her going on at you. Peace offering. Some people take bunches of flowers. I take a load of manure.
Take some off to home farm for Auntie Jennifer.
Yeah, tip it on her doorstep.
Hello, you're having fun?
Oh, hi, Hayley.
Well, this is how we fill our spare time, me and Tommy.
Yes, well, he won't mind if I don't join you.
I can find you a spare fork.
No, thanks all the same.
So, haven't you got a job to go to?
This happens to be my day off, as from 15 minutes ago.
You've come to watch us work instead?
No, I came to ask where you got to last night.
Oh.
Had an arrangement to meet Roy down at the Cat?
Oh, yeah. I changed my plans.
Oh, I see.
So, where did you get to?
Well...
We're waiting.
I went to meet Kate instead.
Kate?
Oh, thanks for telling us.
Sorry, she called me in the afternoon.
Must have been important for you to miss the chance of a drink with Hayley.
Thank you, Tony.
No, not really.
Thank you, Tommy.
No, I mean...
Right, yeah, that'll do for Mum anyway.
OK.
Don't suppose you'd like to come and help me unload it?
You serious?
Just a thought.
Give my love to Gran, won't you?
If I thought you meant that, I would.
See you later, then.
Yeah. Bye, Hayley.
Bye. So, me and Roy must break just above zero on your friendship scale.
Oh, I'm really sorry about last night, honest.
No, no, if you've got other fish to fry.
Look, I had to meet Kate, it was important.
Well, that's not what you said just now.
No, well... Look, are you free at lunchtime?
I suppose I might be.
OK, this time I really will meet you down the Cat, and the drink's on me, right?
This is the nomination form. It came this morning.
Oh. Oh.
Do I have to sign anything?
Oh, no, no, no. I'll fill it in myself with your details and post it today.
Today? Mm. Will it? The game fair's not till the end of July.
Oh, they said I'd only just be in time if I sent the form straight off.
Oh. Well, you mustn't upset Jean-Paul.
Oh, no, I'll be very careful. Oh, hello, George.
Oh, morning, Peggy.
Did you find a card?
Yes, Betty had a nice one. Two dear little kittens. I thought that was appropriate.
Ah, kittens?
The twins. I'm sending it to Elizabeth and Nigel to congratulate them.
Oh,
I know we've seen them already, but a card never hurts, does it? And it is such wonderful news.
Well, perhaps I should send them a card too.
Now, George, Jennifer says you've agreed to be nominated for the Long Service Medal.
Well, there. Aye. If other folk reckon I'm worthy of it, who am I to differ?
Well, I think it's jolly well deserved.
Of course it is.
Ooh, no doubt there's other keepers who deserve it as much as I do.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, I'll better go and get on any road.
Bye then, George. I'll keep in touch.
All right, cheerio,
goodbye.
Oh, dear. You don't think he minds, do you?
Of course he doesn't.
I think he's very pleased about it.
Well, he didn't sound very pleased.
Oh, well, you know George. He's so modest. But I could tell he's absolutely delighted.
I hope so.
Hello, Mum.
Is that Tony?
Yes, it's Tony. He's brought some manure from my roses.
But you didn't say.
Mum, I've got your... Oh.
Hello, dear.
Morning, Tony.
I've got your manure. If you show me where to dump it...
Tony, wait. I was just about to make some tea.
Or there's some fruit cordial.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and drink tea while...
Mum, I think I'd better go.
What?
Well, we can talk about the party some other time.
Now, look, both of you, will you please stop being so silly? Your brother and sister, for goodness sake.
What is this, Mum? A set-up?
You knew he was coming, didn't you?
I'm so fed up with all these rows. I think it's time we put a stop to it.
Mum, you know perfectly well who started it.
I don't mind who started it. I don't mind whose fault it is. It's Jack's 80th birthday in a few weeks, and I want us all to celebrate it as a family.
Well, I hope you're not inviting Tommy.
Jennifer!
There you are, you see? It's impossible. If she's going to blame it all on Tommy...
Well, it certainly isn't my fault.
You might as well blame it on Brian for letting GM crops onto his land.
Oh, that is quite absurd.
Absurd? Do you have any idea of the implications of that crop for me?
Now, stop it, both of you.
Doesn't anyone want some fruit cordial?
Well, that's got nothing to do with it. We're talking about someone who's prepared to take the law into his own hands.
Tommy has real concern for the environment.
So what if Kate had vandalised your crops, then?
That's quite irrelevant.
No, it isn't.
Children, children, please.
Mum, we're not children anymore.
Well, stop behaving as if you were, and let's talk about this sensibly.
Well, talk to her. She's refusing to talk to any of us.
Well, if you won't even apologise...
You're the one who came into my kitchen and said I wasn't welcome at your house anymore.
Mum, I think I'd better leave now.
Jennifer.
No, I'm sorry. I've nothing more to say to Tony. Goodbye.
Bye.
Right. Well, if someone would like to tell me where to leave the manure...
Yes, I'll be out in a moment.
And then I'll be on my way too.
Oh, well. At least I tried.
All right, you're forgiven.
Cheers, then.
Cheers. But I'd still like to know why this meeting with Kate was so important you stood us up.
OK, I was coming to that. You know those mates of hers I was telling you about? The eco-activists?
Your fan club, the ones who think you're such a hero.
My supporters, OK? Well, Kate arranged for me to go and meet them last night.
Oh, I see. I thought you were up to something.
It was just for a chat, right? In a bar in Felpersham. No bill hooks, no balaclavas. In fact, they never wear balaclavas. It was really good.
So they gave you a medal or what?
I don't know what you think they're like, Hayley.
Oh, I don't know. Bunch of crusties with dogs, I suppose.
No, they're not crusties. And they're not a bunch of terrorists either. They're just intelligent people like you or me. And maybe they've got a bit more courage.
Well, you know me, I can't stand violence.
They're not into violence. Not against people, against GM crops. They believe in direct action. They think it's the only way to protect the environment.
So they patted you on the back and said, well done, Tommy.
Yeah, bought me a few drinks.
Made you feel important?
They're on my side, okay? And I'm different because I'm a farmer and I'm against GMOs. They respect me because of that.
Respect you?
Yeah, why not?
So long as they're not using you.
Don't be daft. They didn't tell us to trash Brian's rape. We did it ourselves.
Well, you're not going to do any more of this trashing, are you?
No. Well, not while I'm up for this one anyway.
And these people, they understand that?
Yeah, of course.
Well, good. I don't want you getting into any more trouble.
Okay. They did make some good suggestions, though. They've really got it sussed.
Oh?
Well, I've told the police I was there, right? I've admitted it. That means they'll expect me to plead guilty.
Well, you can't plead not guilty, can you?
Oh, yeah. I could if I wanted to.
How?
I could say I did it in the public interest. We trashed the crop to protect the public from the dangers of GMOs. Once that crop had flowered, we'd have had no chance of containing it. So it's not criminal damage, so I'm not guilty.
Why? I mean, is it really worth it?
Well, if I pleaded not guilty, the case would go to court. Then my lawyers could bring up all the arguments against GMOs in public. The press are bound to pick up on it. It'd be in all the papers. Then it would be GMOs that'd be on trial, not me.
If you say so.
It's what they said last night. The biotech companies don't want the facts heard in public. It's great publicity for our side.
Tommy, I'm not a lawyer, OK? But if it goes to court and you plead not guilty and you lose, you'll get a much tougher sentence, won't you?
Maybe. That's a risk I'd have to take.
So are you going to do it? Are you going to plead not guilty?
I don't know.
Well, speaking as a friend, you ought to think about it very, very carefully.
Yeah, but if it helps to win the fight against GMOs, I've got to do it, haven't I?
The Archers was written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.